yum.
I miss when people are doing it in the windows.
I've kind of been looking lately, too.
I know.
I and I like haven't seen anything.
We're overdue for a window. I know. Window to sesh.
For those that don't know, we once caught people in the building across the way from us. Yeah, actually twice.
I missed one. One day I was gone. I can't believe I'm all
actually, technically three times. Well, no. It wasn't people doing it the one time. It was just a naked guy.
Yeah.
So when our first producer, in the first year we were on the air, he was like midway through a segment was like, naked guy. And all of a sudden we'd race to the window and there was just a naked
live
guy.
Live on air.
Yes. And
there's a naked man.
And then the two most previous times we saw people having a little morning glory.
I just, you know.
They did that on purpose, by the way.
There's privacy, so you don't keep watching, but I remember glancing, seeing it, laughing.
They wanted you to watch,
and then
Kyle.
I glanced again, and they were in a different position.
But, you know, see, that's the thing. That building is kind of far away.
No, it's not.
Do they
it's
see
across the street?
But yeah, they see into our windows?
Yes.
Not if our lights are off. If our lights are on, yes.
Okay.
They can see it. So I have to explain this
not
to Meredith all the
depends
time.
Depends on the time of day.
I have to explain this to Meredith all the time. Wherever the light source is coming from, the brightest, they can't see as well as the other one.
What do
if
you
that
mean
makes
by
sense.
That?
So if it's dark in here and lighter outside, we can see everything outside, but they can't see in or not as well. If it was dark outside and the light source was coming in here, it'd be easier for them to see us.
Yeah, because that's when you're walking past someone's house down the street at night, walking a dog and the lights are on in the house, you can see everything.
See?
Hey, Melissa, who am I? If the light source was on the inside and then it's darker on that side, then the professor scientist over here says that you're going to see into that.
That's a nerd right there.
That is a nerd, but who am I
But it's not me.
Awesome nerd.
No, is that did sound nothing like me.
It sounded exactly like me.
Let me do it again.
Do it again.
The Pythagorean theorem of the light source says that if you look into that direction, you can see into it.
That does not sound anything like me.
Sounds exactly like you. Why are you eating while we're supposed to be?
Because I'm hungry. I haven't eaten my breakfast yet.
If I eat more grams of protein, I can work out more. Who am I?
You're Austin the Jock.
Do you guys want to know how many grams of protein I ate yesterday?
No.
I'm going to tell you.
Then why'd I ask?
I had 189 grams of protein.
Is that good?
My daily goal is 62 grams, so yes.
Probably 62, not enough anyway, so congratulations.
I tripled it. I tripled my grams of protein yesterday.
How do you know how many grams of protein you're supposed to be eating on a daily basis? Kind of getting into sports science right now.
No, protein's good for everyone, not just athletes. But thank you for bringing it up that I'm an athlete, Mel.
I did not, but I know that you're trying to be. Key word, trying.
When it comes naturally, you don't have to try hard.
Anyway, let's wake Kyle up. Hey, wake up. Wake up. We're back.
Are we still talking about boring stuff?
Oh, my God.
Subscribe, rate, and review.
You guys, you know, so many podcasts are hitting on some of the most amazing things going on in the world, in the country, pressing issues, fun issues.
I hate to say it, Kyle, but some people like talking about science.
And some
fine, science. I'll allow you that. How many grams of protein did Austin eat yesterday?
That is when you know.
Is not science. Breaking down protein in grams, fine. How many grams of protein did Austin eat is not science.
Case in point as to why there are too many podcasts in the world.
Yes.
Yeah.
Point proven.
Why are you still eating? Now you've got a tangerine or it's mini orange or something.
It's a cutie.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I wasn't talking about you.
Oh.
Yeah, he was locking eyes with me when he said it, weirdo.
And licking my lips, weirdo.
Yeah, we're trying to have a moment, idiot.
It's a cutie. Oh, this is a tangerine. People are like, so what do you guys do after the show? Do you go home? We're like, no. We stick around at work and we just make ourselves
I could go home 2 minutes after the show. Instead, I stay for an extra 2.5 hours making bad jokes.
That's the thing.
True.
We are all,
that happens a lot.
We all get caught up just making each other laugh.
Walking
some
out,
people more than others.
Walking out with Austin is a special type of hell sometimes. If we're both like, hey, we're going to go to the gym. Great. I'll go to the, you know what? I'll go to the gym too. Great. I'll walk with you. That's what good coworkers do. If you're both going to the same spot, let's walk there. This man is like a presidential
elect
trying to see all the voters.
Shaking hands, kissing babies.
Oh, I know.
And then meanwhile, I have to be the campaign manager. Like, hey, we got to keep moving here. Because
you know, that's a great analogy because that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And I don't like being rude because I like everybody we see, but I'm like.
Yeah. You're like, we have an interview with CNN in 10 minutes.
And it's like.
That's where you're so much like your mom.
I like talking to people.
You're just having a conversation, like, and there's an end. We all see it. Hey, how's your day? Great. Talk a little bit about it. Talk a little bit about this. And then all of a sudden, there's a pause, and Austin goes, so the sports teams this weekend. And then it's like, well, we're here for another 15 minutes.
All right. Hang on. If we're talking sports teams.
Wait.
If you bring up anything Illinois around Kyle.
Yeah.
That's when the roles
were
reversed.
Of course, because that's his college.
My one weakness. Let's see. Austin's is. Sports, weather, children, wife, his college.
Weather. When do I talk about
people that
weather?
He knew in people that he knew in high school?
Okay. Right.
Nashville, Tennessee.
That never
again.
Comes up at work.
Hey, is there a second conversation about the weather? We're gonna have it, and Austin's gonna indulge in it. That's just eight.
That's just some to start. Can I ask you? Okay, I'm gonna ask you an honest question. And I mean this in a very nice friendshipy type of way.
Ooh, I love this.
Oh, jeez. That means whatever is about to come. Because Melissa's the kindest human on earth. So that is her way of saying,
No, because it's a question.
Tear you down to the studs.
No.
Where do you get off?
Yeah.
Have you ever thought that the person you're talking to doesn't want to talk as long as you're talking?
Yes.
Maybe they have things to do.
Yes.
You guys
make it seem I'm the one continuing these conversations. If anything, I want to get out.
What?
On these conversations out here? Oh my God.
You love talking. You just admitted it.
I do like talking.
So here's the thing. For me, first of all, I love conversations, but I like them done in a timely manner. Sometimes I can feel.
Hold on. 45 minutes with an Uber driver. You're not one to talk here with conversations, getting out of conversations.
Granted, I've done that, but I was the one listening. I wasn't doing the talking.
But she
was telling me a story about her life.
And you just said, oh yeah, go on. And you didn't add anything to the conversation?
Barely.
Okay.
And I just think that sometimes there's a chance that maybe people might just indulge in the conversation, but deep down they might be in a hurry or they might need to get somewhere or maybe they don't want to drag out long conversations. You and I are opposites in that way. I think you're a little too long. I think I'm a little too short. There's somewhere, I think Kyle's middle ground. Got you, Kyle.
Oh, yeah.
He is. He's middle ground.
Hang on. Okay.
So I think you and I could benefit from making adjustments.
When I am walking, because this is, we're referring to when I walk through the sales pit on my way out of the door every day. Mm-hmm. And we see the sales folks.
Well, and out at events.
Out at events is different. I'm just talking about walking out of the sales pit.
Mm-hmm.
I say hello, but very rarely do I initiate the conversation.
I'm looking at Kyle for this.
Fact checker?
Yes and no, because I've seen both from you.
Well, sure.
I wouldn't say very rarely.
I would say okay, if you want to say very rarely, it's with a caveat.
Okay, what's the caveat?
Because what you're doing is you're saying hello, but you're walking up to their desk and you, I'm not saying it this very much sounds like you deserve it, but like you're walking up and your hello isn't just simply like, hey.
And you keep going.
It is more of like, we'll use Lord of Grandis, our favorite salesperson.
Yes, Lord.
Or there's been other times of like, other times where oh, Chad, what's up? And that, but the way you're doing it leads people in.
Okay.
Like, it's not simply saying like, hey, Greg. It's like, Greg, my man.
You know
and
what it is?
It's the start
it allows them to be like,
no,
awesome,
you know what
my
it
man.
Is? It's a cast in fishing. I'll cast it. If there's a bite initially, then yes, I will stick around.
Yes.
But if there's not, I keep walking.
But I would say you throw the cast out more than you think.
I throw the cast out to almost everyone. Mm-hmm. I say hi.
That's not the point I was making, though. The point I was making was not who starts the conversation, but as you're in a conversation for, depending on 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 7 minutes, 10 minutes, I think that you and I can both benefit from
a producer
investing a little bit more in a conversation sometimes, and you probably letting people
see you make it sound like you don't talk to people. Mel, you talk to people a lot.
I'm just saying I could probably talk more.
I would say that's false.
Really?
Swish. No, I'm just kidding. You could always, obviously everyone could talk more, and I'm not even talking down to Austin in the sense of like, you have built relationships by walking to the sales pit and doing that. Same with you, Melissa, walking through, saying hello. Like, you build it, you keep top of mind with people. It's not bad. I'm more referring to the times where I am walking out and I say goodbye and I hear Austin go, oh, are you going to go work out? And I say, yep. And he goes, okay, cool. And I've done this too, where I go, oh, will you wait for me? Austin will be like, yeah, wait. I'll be like, cool. Let's just quickly walk through. And all of a sudden it is 25 minutes later and we're still here. And I'm like, I really want to get this run in.
I'll say I do have a flaw in the hand raised.
Well, we all do.
I have a flaw in getting out of a conversation. If I'm in a conversation, like, and it's like one that I don't want to be in because I'm kind of in a hurry, I'm not good at saying, I got to run. Like, I usually wait until the conversation dies before leaving.
Not me.
And that is a fault of mine to an extent. Kyle will say, hey, I love you, got to bounce. Like, Kyle will do that. And I can't do that. I'm physically unable to do that. And so I will wait for the conversation to, like, get to a point where, okay, we have nowhere else.
And that's exactly kind of what I'm saying. This isn't a knock on you. It's an observation about you and me, how we're different.
Yeah.
And how I could probably work on being more like you. Okay. But it's like, maybe the best answer isn't always just to let the conversation die out. That's why I said I think Kyle is like the perfect balance.
Right.
Because he kind of knows, like, I've got to get stuff done, and he knows how to get out of it. And I may try to get out of it too fast because I'm in a hurry.
See, what the thing about you though with conversations is you don't do a lot of talking, but you do a lot of follow-up questions. You'll be listening to what people are saying, and then you'll ask a follow-up question about that, which will get them talking even more.
Okay.
You do that with me every morning. You do that with me during commercial breaks. you just sit there and you listen, but then you ask these like questions, and you may not even be interested in the answer. Like, you just ask the question to keep the conversation going.
I don't ask questions unless I'm interested in the answer.
Well, interested with quotes.
What?
You're not fully invested. Just like,
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, you're not fully interested.
People's opinions interest me. Like, I'm very interested in hearing multiple opinions, because what I do is I personally take in opinions and information from all different places. I'm not one of those people where I'm like, I have the answers to everything, because I have my own opinions. But a lot of those are based on like taking in information from other people and listening to the way that they look at view at something because I've learned so much from other people. Mm. Like, and I'll listen to like the way that they think and the direction that they're going. And I thought, wow, that's a way that I wasn't thinking about it. And so I learned from them.
Yeah.
So I like asking a lot of questions because I develop my own opinions based on other people's opinions.
Yeah. You'll just be like someone be like, oh, did you get a haircut? Oh, cool. Where do you get your hair cut? And then it'll be like the answer.
No, that wouldn't be a Mel follow-up. My favorite Mel is that you ask questions nobody else is thinking. I got a haircut this weekend. What did you think about the Rachel haircut in the 90s?
That is also true. That is another thing.
Because then the person's like, oh, I never
the
really
follow-ups you will ask
it.
Will always...
Because it's a very interesting question because then I think, well, what was my opinion on the Rachel haircut? I do like it.
Right.
It was like, cute, like, but like, why are we asking?
You'll do
about
it a lot in Dietz with the sports. You don't do it as much anymore, but you used to do it a lot in Dietz in sports. When I'd be like, you know, the Lakers beat the Bulls last night. LeBron James had, you know, 25 points. You'd be like, how many minutes played has LeBron James had this season? And I'd be like, what? What's the thread count on the jerseys they wear?
Yeah, I'd be like,
what?
I love that. How many times have the Bulls beaten the Lakers all time?
Yeah, and I'll be like, I don't know.
That's a great question.
You'll be like, oh, I thought you would have known that, Mr. Sports Person.
You should do that more. That is
actually what she does. She would say that.
You stopped. You got to bring that back.
I don't think anyone could answer.
That is so funny to throw in Mr. Sports Guy if you were to do that.
She goes, oh, well,
every day he does sports, that's what you need to do now. It's just like, well, and today the Chicago Cubs are taking on the Milwaukee Brewers. And you'd be like,
What was Babe Ruth's mom's maiden name? I don't know. Oh, I thought you would have known
that.
You're the sports guy.
Hey, whatever. All right.
They do call you the sports guy.
Like, yeah, and you'll be like, oh. And like you make me feel like the biggest idiot in the world when I don't know. You'll be like, oh, sorry. Oh. I just thought you would have known that.
So,
sports guy.
Yeah, it's a... Well,
I do not mean to make you feel stupid.
I don't mean to.
The March Madness tournament is starting today. Who was the leading scorer on the 2011 UConn National Championship team?
You guys exaggerate bad.
No, I didn't even know knew UConn won in 2011.
Oh, and you didn't? All right, okay, Mr. Sports
Guy.
Guess we'll move on. Just you thought you would watch it on the old Sports Center.
Yeah. Bulls lost last night, 125-105 to the Celtics.
Ooh, Celtics! How many miles from Boston to Vancouver?
Yeah. Wait a minute. What episode of Baywatch did Mike Piazza make a cameo in? I don't know. I thought you would have known that.
I know
you're
that.
The sports guy.
That was season two, episode.
I wish they were that random.
That was season two, episode 15. But guess you don't know that.
Yeah. Oh, how many takes did scene take? Oh, sorry. I just thought you do sports so much.
Point.
You do sports so much.
She's like, you have the sports show on
you
the weekends,
watch,
I guess.
I don't even know what it's called. SEPM? I don't know. Do you have it?
Yeah.
You have it.
Oh, my God. When are you going to invite me to Hot Takes in the Hot Tub?
Ooh. Mel.
You've had everybody in there but me.
First of all, I've only had Shane and Kyle in it.
Well, what?
That's everybody.
So we did it. We did it last year.
That's Mel's making a party list. She goes, Austin, Kyle, Shane.
Oh, he invited everybody.
End of list of people I'd invite to a party.
He invited the whole world. Everyone but me.
You were at the bar this weekend. Who'd you meet up with? Oh, Kyle was there and Shane. So everybody. Everybody was there?
Okay.
What? Was Steve there too? Wow. Thank you, guys.
Stop making me laugh.
Okay.
Stop.
So, wait. Melissa, you want to be on Hot Takes in a hot
tub?
Well,
everybody's been on it,
Austin. Chicago
River. Everybody's been on it but me.
Okay. First of all, it's just Shane and Kyle.
that's
literally it. But If we invited you, because we only go out once a year, and then we record them all at one time, and then we come back.
That would be funny again, if every week we're like, back to the hot tub.
If we do it again next year, you want to come out?
Yeah.
You're always welcome.
Okay.
But we got to hear a hot take.
What is the hot take that you're delivering?
Wouldn't it be something topical that's going on at that point in time?
It could just be something that you
Kyle did a hot take about the commercials on Netflix. He thinks they're a good thing.
Mm-hmm. They are a good thing.
I don't know if I can come up with something on the spot. I may have to think about it just a teeny tiny
bit. You have 11 months, Mel. You better come up with multiple hot takes.
We are going to give her a month warning, and then we're going to give her a week warning, and then the day of, she's going to be like,
oh,
I'm busy.
We'll be at the base of the Marina Towers, and she'll be like, all right, so what are we doing again? Hot takes. So what do we mean by hot takes?
Okay, how has this turned on to like a roasting of Melissa?
No, it's not a roasting. It's not a roasting. I'm just saying, you were the one who brought up the hot takes in the hot tub on the Chicago River.
Yeah, but you turned it into, what do we do with a good?
Well, no.
That's my impression. You're doing an impression of me.
You're doing an impression of him doing an impression of you.
No, I don't even have a unique impression. How dare you? How dare you?
Don't get me to start fake smoking right now.
You say you know that's my thing. I've been pouring through the packs.
Wait, so Melissa, what's an unpopular opinion that you have? You got to have one.
An unpopular opinion?
Yes, that essentially a hot take.
What is something that people like that you hate?
What's something that people hate?
Mel, you need to do hot takes in the hot tub. But they're not hot takes at all. They're just like general things. And you're just like, you know, I think adding vegetables to a salad is good for you.
Like, that's not.
Yeah, well,
that's a mild take.
You know, I think.
That's cold take.
Yeah. I think you should talk to your children more.
Or Mel goes to the opposite extreme where they're like a little too hot. She's like, you know what, guys? Genocide isn't such a bad thing.
Oh, Jesus.
What? Wow, that would get some views,
right?
Yeah, you'd get some clicks.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think
would.
The Marina, the boat tour company isn't going to have us back, but like, we get some clicks.
We'll go viral for sure.
Okay. Well, if I come up with stuff, I do need a little time to think about it because I want them to be like legit.
What I want you to do is whenever you think of a take that you have that is unpopular. It's a hot take. Jot it down in your notes app, and I want you to come up with a list. And when we do this next winter, December-ish, we always do it in December.
How many?
You're invited out.
As many as you can make.
How many do you guys usually do?
We did like six or seven. Yeah. We don't do them back to back to back. We usually just do one as they come, and then chat, do another.
Popcorn style.
So you don't even come with anything prepared?
No, we had a couple prepared.
We definitely have some prepared, but some came off the top of our dome, too.
I had like two prepared, and then the rest came off my dome.
Yeah.
Brag about it.
Kyle's got a lot of hot takes.
Gonna get canceled for some of these.
Well, I gotta steer away from hot takes that are like not PC.
Also, brag about it. I came up with hot takes at the last moment.
Yeah, right.
Are you impressed?
Was a little braggadocious. It's like most of mine came off the top of my dome.
I was like, oh, I came with two. I thought of the rest. Like, brag about it. All right, I will.
I'm a hot take artist.
I'm pretty creative sometimes. God forbid.
Okay.
All right.
So, yeah, Melissa, you'll be invited out.
All right. Well, let's roast Kyle now.
All right. Kyle.
Keep in mind, I post the podcast. So you guys can do this. May not
Why
be
would
in there.
We? Okay, now wait. We'll just delete everything.
This is not. This isn't really a diss because it's you guys don't know him.
If you started like shifting it to like, you've gained some weight lately, where it's like weirdly personal. And I'm like, oh,
yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
This is fun.
I feel like Haley doesn't love you.
You know, I notice that when you walk into conversations, people tend to tune out. It's like, oh.
No. Wow. Here's a diss, but it won't mean really anything to you guys. In kindergarten, there was a kid named Greg. What was Greg's last name? I can't remember his last name, but there was a kid named Greg in my class.
Let's just make one up.
He would always Greg Brady. Greg,
okay. Oh shit.
Yeah. It was,
did he have like a lot of siblings?
Yeah, he also his house had a maid named Nanny.
Laugh. I'm sorry. I'm done. That just made me laugh even more. I'm what, sorry. I said, what, does he have a lot of siblings? And then went I'm sorry, just made me laugh. You're that laughing emoji.
It's great for radio. Great for podcast.
I've made Mel laugh in many different ways. I've never gotten.
I know. Stung sticking out. That's an emoji.
No, that's what I said.
Yeah.
Now I feel like we talked earlier today. I'm sorry, I'll let you finish. We talked earlier today about making Mel laugh and like the peaks of it. Like you can make Mel laugh and you'll get a laughter out of it. She doesn't fake laugh, which I appreciate. If you get her to open her mouth, not make a sound, but she looks like she's laughing,
the best laugh.
That means you got her really good.
It's like, the best laugh for getting in person. It's the worst laugh for radio.
Yeah. I know. Can't really hear
it. I know. I'm sorry about that.
But now if you make her laugh really hard, tongue's out.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. Go on with Greg.
Okay,
Brady.
So Kyle reminds me of Greg, who was in my kindergarten class. Shout out Miss Sundias.
Miss Sundress?
Miss Sundias. Okay. But now she's Miss Fielder. She got married.
Hardly more.
Okay. And Greg, I'm pretty sure Greg always had a plastic bag, like Ziploc bag from his lunch. That he would, like, whenever he was done with it, he would crumple it up and put it in his pocket.
Dope.
But in kindergarten, I didn't come to that realization. I could never tell if it was, like, a plastic bag in his pocket or if he was wearing diapers. Because the crinkle-up noise that it would make in his pocket would sound like he was wearing diapers whenever he would walk.
I'm trying to figure out if this is going like he thinks you look like you wear diapers.
I'm just saying Kyle reminds me of Greg. That's all I'm saying.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I'm just explaining Greg to you guys. I'm not saying like I think Kyle wears diapers. I'm just saying that's my roast of Kyle. He reminds me of Greg.
I don't get it.
It's nothing to get.
I think we would need
I told
to know
you
Greg
guys you
to
wouldn't get it.
It
when I started talking. I said, you're not going to get this. But
so there was this really smelly kid in class. He reminds me of Austin.
No, I did not say Kyle. I didn't say Kyle sounds like he wears diapers.
It sounds like that's what you're saying.
Or looks
I'm
like
I'm just
it.
Using a story to explain Greg.
For sure. So, Melissa, you want to know who Austin reminds me of? There was this real piece of shit in my class who you could never like really get along with and never really had a lot of friends.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't know why, but Austin reminds me of him.
Yeah, but you guys wouldn't get it.
You guys wouldn't get it. You didn't meet him. You got to meet him. You don't want to.
Yeah.
Do you ever see that?
Austin
you ever,
like, reminds me of?
Let me hear it.
There was this guy.
Oh, my God.
It was my freshman year in high school.
Classic.
And he would make these dumb jokes.
Every single day.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then people would like fake laugh at him.
Okay. Okay.
I can't explain why he exactly reminds me of Austin, but he just does. You'd have to know him to get it.
How did this go from us making fun of Kyle to then now pivoting back to me again?
You said I look like I wear diapers.
We've talked about this on the podcast before.
Do you see how he does it? I know, and I fall for it every time.
He's like a manipulator.
I know.
You manipulator.
He is.
Manipulator.
We've said that about him before. He knows how to change it on a dime.
It's kind of like when you like Melissa asks me a personal question, and then I ask the same question back to her. She pivots and never answers the personal question.
Wow, now he's burning Melissa?
Wait a minute. Don't you do that. Do you know what? Hey, Austin, there was this guy
that I was in high school. Why are we making fun of me again?
No, I'm doing Austin. There was this guy that I went to high school with. We were freshmen.
Yeah.
And it would be so funny because we would all be talking in a group and kind of teasing each other and everything.
Then
all of a sudden, he would always try to spin it around to everybody else and make them look stupid. Nobody really liked it, even though he was kind of a funny guy, but it was super annoying. But you'd have to know him
to understand it. And I think he wore diapers.
Yeah, that's what people have said. Well, anyway, guys, I'm going to go train for 17 million marathons now. Not any relation, but someone said I look like I wear diapers. Anyway.
Or is that just a Ziploc baggie?
I don't know. You reach in my pocket and find out, my friend.
Ew!
What?
A Ziploc baggie in your pocket? Or are you just happy to wear diapers?
I was going to say, why haven't we done Ziploc baggie or diapers on the show? It seems like a missed opportunity.
It is an audio medium, yeah.